أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. إلهي يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي، أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد ما طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولساني من ذكرك. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and congratulations on the auspicious birth anniversary of Al-Imam Al-Ra'uf Al-Murtada عليه وعلى آبائه وأولاده الطاهرين أفضل الصلوات والتحيات، with the intention of inshallah dedicating this salawat to Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam. Please loudly let's all say salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala aswatina. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah for this opportunity. Before I delve into the heavenly dua of the Akumel for tonight, let me just bring a couple of important points to your attention. First of all, if you ask ordinary people these days that which season of the year are we in Sydney, obviously they're gonna say it's freezing cold, man, it's winter season, and some people even they express their dislike of the season and it's freezing and all the complaints. Whereas if you ask awliyaullah, they say actually it's spring season, because awliyaullah are looking for the opportunity of the winter season. As Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says, ash-shita'u rabi'ul mu'min. Winter season is rabi, and spring here means golden opportunity. That it for certain things is so timely. Because why? Because during the winter season, as these days especially, and that's why I'm bringing it to your attention, and those who've been with us, they remember that always, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I mentioned this in the beginning of winter season, because these days you are enjoying the shortest days, the length of the days are shorter than the nights. 15 past 16, 17 past 5 in the evening is your Maghrib, and almost half past 5 in the morning is the Fajr prayer. Less than 12 hours, very short days, cool days, which makes it easier, much easier and convenient to fast. So brothers and sisters, if you have any qada fasting, lapse fasting of the past, there you go. And if you don't have, even merrier and better, start fasting, mustahab fasting. At the same time, you can reap both of the rewards of both of them. Make up your qada fasting, and at the same time fast on the days that is mustahab. You will kill two birds with one stone. And nights, because they're long, please make sure you don't waste your time at night just surfing and on social media and things like that. Try to give your body a bit of enough rest earlier going to bed so that you enjoy the dawn and the spirituality of the dawn. At least 15 minutes before the Fajr prayer, that is the peak of the spirituality of the dawn. Enjoy that, and inshallah, for those who are looking for an opportunity to start. This is one. And quickly, the second announcement that I wish to make here is that inshallah, tonight is going to be the last night that we are live streaming. For those who are joining us live stream, I think it's about the time to inshallah make an effort, leave our couches and lounge room, and from next week, attend the center. You know, sometimes in life, we need to hold the shift and press F5. What is this command? When I was learning computer donkey's ages, holding shift and pressing F5, it means refresh. Sometimes in our life also, we need to fresh and start afresh. After this lockdown, that inshallah we value the blessings of attending the houses of God, So please make sure that this lockdown and pandemic or plandemic doesn't make us lazy. Make an effort. And now that alhamdulillah, the lockdown is over, inshallah, yara, for good in New South Wales at least, please attend the Houses of God Masajid, and inshallah we'll benefit and we'll learn more about the benefits of it as part of the discussion for tonight. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Rabbi. Aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik wa lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik. This is the part that we are reflecting on. Part of it we have discussed, or at least the wordings of it. I mentioned that from this phrase, Amirul Mu'mineen Salamullah Alayhi, in this heavenly dua, is introducing to us certain fire extinguishers or fire protections, shields that if we gain them by the grace of God in this dunya and we close our souls and bodies with it, we will be immune against the hellfire. Before that, Imam Ali alayhi salam made it very clear to us that as much as there is heaven, there is hell as well in the hereafter. However, hell is for those who have not gained the shields. What are the shields? Imam puts it in this form, Aturaka, yani, I wonder, would you ever, meaning that no, you will never. Mu'adhibid, God will never punish those who, binarika, Aturaka, mu'adhibi binarika, ba'da tawhidik, yani, if I die a monotheist, believing in the unity of God, believing in God and the unity of God. If I die like this, I will not be punished. And we dealt with, we spoke about it, especially being the auspicious birth of Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi salam. Think about this, that when Imam was making his journey from Medina to Marv and was summoned to a city today known as Mashhad, Mashhad al-Ridha, before that, on his way, he arrived at a city that was known to be a very academic city. Many were residing there, known as Nishapur. Now you imagine hundreds of scholars surrounded Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi salam, says, Ya Ibn Rasulallah, this is a golden opportunity for us living so far away from Medina. You are the very first infallible, noble grandson of the Prophet Imam, coming from the descendant of Ma'asumin, that we meet in person. Please tell us a hadith from the Holy Prophet, from your grandfather. So out of everything that Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi salam, in that unique opportunity could speak, see what the Imam chose. Imam spoke about Tawheed and Muwahid. Imam spoke about monotheism by saying that, quoting from his holy ancestors, from the Holy Prophet, from Jibreel, from the Almighty God, hence it is Hadith al-Qudsi, Kalimatu la ilaha illallah hisni. The kalima that you are inshallah familiar with, la ilaha illallah, is the best expression of Tawheed and monotheism. God says that this is my fortress. Faman dakhala hisni, whoever enters my fortress will be immune against the hellfire. And then the Imam says, however, there are conditions applied. وَأَنَا مِنْ شُرُوتَهَا اُدْخُلُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابَهَا. This fortress, if you want to, and only enter it through the teachings and following the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, as muwahideen, the true muwahideen. By the way, so the first fire extinguisher, remember that we need to gain it in this dunya. And even if we spend the rest of our life, our whole life, to learn, digest, and practice Tawheed, is worth is Tawheed, monotheism. The second fire extinguisher that the Imam mentions, and we spoke about the words of it last week, وَبَعْدَ مَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. Ya Rab, I know you or heartedly, wholeheartedly. Man tawa, we spoke about the words, you said that it means encompass my heart. Therefore, I translated whole thousands of your unity, of believing in you, knowing you intuitively. I have this type of knowledge. Here, there is a misconception in some of the religions of the past. Unfortunately, they were distorted and happened. We need to be careful that they don't do, shaitan doesn't come with this plot to us. Christianity, the main Christianity, they have a principle, a part of their belief that they call it sola fide. Sola fide, it means in Christian theology, by faith alone. According to this distorted principle, they say that, look, righteousness only is needed from Jesus Christ. Christ is the only righteous being, or they don't call it even human, unfortunately. That's another issue. So you don't need to be righteous to receive salvation. As long as you have faith, you know Jesus, we're talking about the ma'rifah. You know Jesus and you have faith in Jesus, it doesn't matter how sinful you are. You will go. Sola fide, yani by faith alone is enough. Unfortunately, Shaitan tried this plot against some of the Muslims, naive Muslims, or naive so-called Shia as well, not the true Shia, of course. Muhammad ibn Marid comes to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, Ya ibn Rasulallah, there is a hadith going around on social media, I'm paraphrasing it, of course. There is a hadith going around, and people, they say that this is from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. I wanted to check it with you. Is this your hadith? Imam says, what is it? The man, Muhammad ibn Marid, says that they quote that you have said that إِذَا عَرَفْتَ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ إِذَا عَرَفْتَ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. Once you have the ma'rifah, do as you wish. And ma'rifah here, it is ma'rifah that gives you faith. With faith alone is enough. Sola fide. Imam says that, yes, I said that. He said, Agha, what if they commit adultery? What if they are stealing? Sinners. Imam says, this is the reaction. Imam sits up, says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. This kalimatul istirja means that Imam was very disappointed. The Imam said, look how they are distorting our words. That's not the meaning of the hadith. إِذَا عَرَفْتَ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. I mean that education comes before action. Before you practice your religion, it is necessary to learn, get the right education, the right ma'rifah and knowledge, and then practice little or much will be accepted. That is the meaning of the hadith. Not that once you know God, you know Ahlul Bayt, it doesn't matter what you do. Shafa'ah, it means to match it. Dollar for dollar, you want to buy a house, you go to a benevolent person and he tells you that that's okay, I will help you, but how much do you have? If you say, I don't have anything, just buy it for me, it's not gonna work like this. All right, so be very careful. This is not Islam. If somebody tells us that as long as you love Amir al-Mu'mineen, hadith, a'mal wala haraj, as you do, doesn't matter, you will go to paradise. No. Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sada says that God is not even treating us like this. Hypothetically speaking, even if I make a mistake, if we make a mistake, if we are sinful, we'll be punished for it. All right? So the second fire extinguisher, remember, is that having that intuitive knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should reflect in our practice. The third one that I want to delve a little bit into it, this new part, is that the Imam says, وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ. I really feel intoxicated when I'm reading these parts of the dua. وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ. Brothers and sisters, remember many times I've mentioned that dua kumail doesn't need any sanad. For those who say that, what is the sanad of this dua kumail? I give you an example. It's just like imagining a super genius programmed the program and has coded it and encrypted it in such a way that it's impossible to hack. No hacker ever can get into it. Now, he says that this program is available, use it. Anyone can, if you want to make it. The engineering behind dua kumail is in such a marvelous way that you cannot replace a word with another. Here is an example. Lahija bihi, broadly speaking in Arabic, kind of dictionaries, and you use your translations and you see that where, if they have picked up this point or not. Lahija bihi, broadly speaking, it means nataqa bihi, pronounce it, spoke. Oh, it means talafala bihi. These are synonym words. I mentioned to you that synonyms doesn't exist in Arabic, at least in the words of Ma'sumin, the words of Quran. Precisely speaking, there is no synonym. Each word has its own meaning, even though the meanings are close but not identical. Lahija bihi doesn't just mean pronouncing, spelling, speaking. Lahija bihi means awla'a bihi. It means when you speak about something passionately. So translators, they should have this word passionate or means to that effect in the translation of this phrase as well. Wallahija bihi lisani min dhikri. Ya Rab, how would you ever burn me with your fire while in dunya I was passionately remembering you, passionately saying the adhkar and the dhikr and attending the dhikr. So the first point is about the lahija bihi that we need to remember. It means be passionate about your religion, passionate about God and the lovers of God. At the same time, it means that they passionately remembering God. Yani when you pray, you enjoy your prayer. When you stand to pray, it's not that you do it to get it done because it's a taklif, it's a burden. I want to get it off my shoulder. No, you enjoy the salat. Okay, lahija bihi means passionately saying the dhikrullah. This is one meaning. The second, which is of course on the top, is that Imam says that make sure in dunya you are among the dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. Yani make sure that you are among those who the name of God is on the tongue. That means that you have the dhikr. A very clear example, read tomorrow inshallah, Friday, Quran says fas'au ila dhikrillah wa darul bay'a. Dalikum khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Fas'au, hasten. You only hasten to something when you love it. You are passionate about it. Amirul Mu'minin salamullah alayhi nahju balagha says that when you are in love with something or someone, you can't help it. Ma admara ahadun shay'an illa zahara fi falatat lisani wa safahat wajhi. When you are in love with someone, I make it in a halal way, like for example, think of love of Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Those who are really passionately fond and in love of Imam al-Zaman, any opportunity they took, even they sleep, as much as they want to hide it, they can't. The slip of their tongue, their facial expressions communicate what is in their heart. True lovers of God, lahija bihi lisani, my tongue can't help it. I have to talk about God. I have to talk about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam because I'm in love with them. My dhikr is not out of a taklif and burden and because I want to get it done. I say it passionately. The message that I can see from this phrase very quickly, and I'm checking my time, is that Imam is teaching us, don't again be fooled by those who say that, look, religion has a kernel and has a shell. We don't care about the shell of Islam. We care about the kernel of Islam, like a pistachio that only you care about the seed, the kernel. Don't worry about the shell. We throw the shell. No, on the contrary, the message of this part of the Akumail and many such examples in our religion is that Islam is the full package. As much as the kernel is, of course, important, the essence of Islam and Tawheed, the shell is also important. Dhikr, it doesn't therefore justify to say that, look, my heart is clean. My heart is very modest and chaste, and between me and God, I have no evil intention, but I shake hands with a non-mahram. But because my intention is good, come on. You are not supposed to shake hands. Your appearance matters, your heart also matters as well. You don't accept it, brothers, if you turn around and tell your wife that, look, I love you so much, I love you to death, but you never express it, you never do anything to show that love. This is fake, cannot be. If truly something rests in my heart, it should reflect, as Amirul Mu'minin Salamullah Alayhi said, on my tongue, on my facial expressions, in my attitude and behavior, and everything else. So three messages. Thursday evening, Laylatul Jum'ah, the day of the birth anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam. I'm sure that you all, like myself, inshallah, would wish that we could be in the holy shrine of Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salam. But بعد منزل نبود در سفر روحانی. Please, as you are sitting wherever that you are, send your soul and open your hearts, and inshallah you can find yourself in the holy shrine of Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salam. Make an intention, and I say the short ziyara. You can repeat with me under the breath, inshallah, and we all, inshallah, reap the reward of ziyarat Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa al Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Rida al-Imam al-Taqiy al-Nabiy. وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك صلوات.